How do you guys love my t-shirt? It's Tuesday somewhere, so you know what that means. It's Taco Tuesday!
LeBron James loves Taco Tuesdays. This is one of many clips he's posted on his Instagram account celebrating this special day for him. So special, in fact, that his business team is looking at making it trademarked. But as Gustavo Arellano, features writer for the LA Times, found, it already has been trademarked, and Taco Tuesday as a term has a very, very long history. I'll take any excuse to talk with Gustavo, and this is a particularly interesting story of his. Gustavo, good to have you with us.
Hola, Larry.
Hi. So first of all, what is thought to be behind LeBron James' efforts to control the term Taco Tuesday?
No one really knows right now. He's not saying much, or his spokespeople are saying nothing much other than he's not trying to get rich off of it. That's about it. But all through 2019, sports fans and also Mexican food fans, we've just been looking in puzzlement as every single Tuesday, almost every single Tuesday on his Instagram stories, he puts out these videos where he's about to eat tacos and he tells everyone it's Taco Tuesday, but he does it in this really weird accent. Kind of sounds like, what was his name? Basically, the We Don't Need No Stinking Badges guy from Treasure of Sierra.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right. I think, didn't you mention Frito Bandito in your piece?
Yeah, like Frito Bandito, and then, of course, the, but he does it way worse than I just did.
Okay. And so has that created offense, or are people more puzzled than offended?
That's the thing. We were like, okay, LeBron, we get it. You're in L.A., but why are you doing this? What's the point? So now him trademarking Taco Tuesday, this is just chatter. People are thinking, and the specific trademark that he pulled is for entertainment purposes, for podcast purposes. So people want to know, is LeBron going to do a podcast now? Is he going to become a taco journalist while he's here in Los Angeles? Really knows.
Well, Ed, as you pointed out, there's a Wyoming-based restaurant chain that already has trademarked it.
Oh, yeah. Taco John's, which actually uses tater tots and it's breakfast burritos and it's been around since 1960.
That's wrong.
They're actually not bad. Of course. In 1989, they took out the trademark for Taco Tuesday, and ever since, they'll send cease and desist letters to anyone that any restaurant that they hear is using Taco Tuesday. As far as I could tell in my research, they've never actually sued anyone over the trademark, but usually the cease and desist letter works to make these restaurants stop using the Taco Tuesday promotion.
You went back, and what's the earliest reference to a Taco Tuesday you ever found?
So this is a funny thing. I mentioned this whole Taco Tuesday, Taco John's thing in my book, Taco USA, which published in 2012. And I thought, okay, case closed. They must have created it because they said they first used it in 1979. But last year I did an article for Thrillist. And in the research, I found that the earliest reference to a specific Taco Tuesday phrase was in 1971 in a restaurant in Spokane, Washington. But before that, Mexican restaurants in the United States have been advertising Tuesday specials that happen to involve tacos since the Great Depression.
All right. So the question is Taco Tuesday a term that really should be able to be trademarked? It's just in such common use. Gustavo, given how popular it is this something where conceivably the trademark office could liberate it?
I really hope so. And so what I said in my LA Times story is that, again, I'm just speculating here, but I hope that LeBron, he's the one who could liberate it, because trademark, you know, when you try to rescind a trademark arguing that it's generic, it takes years, it takes a lot of money, but they can happen. I'm remembering a case that actually happened in Pasadena this decade where there was a family that trademarked the term urban homestead, and they were sending cease and desist letters to farmers markets, to just, you know, mom and pop shops and whatever. And so the Electronic Freedom Foundation, they actually filed a complaint with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, and the trademark for Urban Homestead was eventually rescinded. So I'm hoping LeBron, this is like this long con by LeBron where he's goading Taco Tuesday, Taco Johnson, saying, yeah, send me a cease and desist. See you, you know, not in court because it's not a legal affair, but see you at the Patent and Trademark Office. That would be amazing if he did that.
Free Taco Tuesday. Free Taco Tuesday. We can see the protesters in the street. 866-893 KTUS KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Gustavo, as an aside, did you write the caption for the Tito's taco picture on your column?
Of course I did.
Gustavo must have written that. I'll let people read that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. I don't think I've ever seen kids mess around as a caption for a photo in the LA Times, but that's what they were doing. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page. Gustavo, did you try and reach Taco John's to ask anybody about how they got this?
I interviewed them back for my book, and they just said, and it's funny because the story that they told me then was that, oh, one of our restaurateurs in Minnesota, they created the term in the early 1980s. But when I did my Thrillist piece, I found various conflicting stories, none of which, by the way, resulted in Taco John's creating the term Taco Tuesday. Like, their promotion started in 1979. That's when they first started using it. But by then, the Baker's chain, Baker's drive-thru out the Inland Empire, which, you know, for those of us who don't, or for folks who don't go out into the IE, it's a better version of Del Taco, basically. They've been doing Taco Tuesday promotions using the phrase Taco Tuesday since 1976 and probably earlier. This is just on my research. And they're still using it online as far as I could tell. And as far as I know, Taco John's has never challenged them. I really think this is a case of Taco John's. Yes, they have the trademark and they're just going to bully people around. And again, they have every legal right to because they have the trademark. But come on, you cannot. They got lucky because I guess in 1989, no one in Washington, D.C. knew what a taco was.
Yeah. It would be before anybody had any sense at the patent office, undoubtedly, given the state of Mexican food in D.C. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Should LeBron James liberate Taco Tuesday is a term that could be freely used in people's home kitchens, in their restaurants, throughout the United States. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Hey, Gustavo, does Baker still have the dual kitchens?
Oh, yeah, of course, the Mexican kitchen and the American kitchen. But every time I go there, I always get the BRC, the beans, rice, and cheese burrito.
All right. Yeah, because that's a big thing. Baker's always pitched because they had both Mexican and American food and Americanized Mexican food. The dual kitchens preparing the two different types of food for their customers. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Gustavo, I remember you telling me Baker's, they had an interesting history, right? They're related to another chain, right?
Baker's, basically, the Inland Empire, and specifically San Bernardino, created modern-day fast food Mexican food. So from out there, you had, of course, Del Taco by Glenn Bell from San Bernardino. You had Del Taco, Ed Hackbarth, who's still around. He created the first Del Taco out in Yermo, California, of all places, but he apprenticed under Glenn Bell. And then I forget the name of Baker himself, his first name, but that started out there. And then the other one, your favorite one, Noggles.
Noggles.
Yeah, Noggles. And Noggles, I actually did a review for the LA Times a couple of months ago, but Noggles came back. They have a restaurant in Fountain Valley. So if you do not like fast food Mexican food, blame the Inland Empire and specifically blame San Bernardino.
All right.
Very good. Good food.
Yeah, so that was it. So Glenn Bell of Taco Bell was influenced by Baker's. That was the link I think I was thinking of.
Yeah, absolutely. And then this is the thing, like, it just goes to show, I'm sure that they were offering Tuesday specials on their tacos. So when it comes to trying to say that Taco Tuesday can be trademarked, it's too generic a thing. And that's the other thing, like, it'd be one thing if Taco John's actually created that term Taco Tuesday, but they didn't. And not only that, they've long represented themselves as saying they, quote unquote, started Taco Tuesday. They didn't start Taco Tuesday at all. So, I mean, if they were, I don't know, if they had any sense, they would liberate it. They'd get way more attention. But instead, maybe LeBron does it. And if he would, oh my God, do you imagine how popular he would be even more so in LA? He wouldn't even have to win a championship.
The man who freed Taco Tuesday, Scott in Culver City, is a lawyer who handles trademarks. When we come back, we're going to hear what he has to say about LeBron James' efforts to trademark Taco Tuesday for entertainment-related purposes. Our phone lines are open for you at 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Back in 1 minute. I love AirTalk listeners. They've done everything, been anywhere. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. Someone has personal experience. Bruce in Brea says, I grew up in San Bernardino and worked at Baker's in the early to mid-70s. I always remember we had Taco Tuesdays. That's Bruce in Brea. Alliterative like Taco Tuesdays. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Joe, also backing the tater tots in breakfast burritos. Joe said Trejos does that. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Scott in Culver City, good to have you with us. So your thoughts legally about where Taco Tuesday stands?
Yeah. So trademark registrations are granted based on the specific type of product or service you're offering. And as long as those products and services aren't related so that a consumer would think that they're being offered by the same person, then there's no conflict between two different types of products or services using the same name. So there's really no conflict between a restaurant having Taco Tuesday and then LeBron James wanting Taco Tuesday for, you know, podcasts or
production company name or.
Yeah. So I highly doubt that there is any sort of, you know, stealth effort here to free Taco Tuesday for the masses. You know, this is LeBron James, you know, wanting this name for his, you know, blog and podcast and other entertainment efforts.
And Scott, would Taco John's, which has it registered for the use of restaurants, there any? I suppose they could object. Anybody could object. But you think that wouldn't get very far?
So anyone can object during the registration process. My guess is that if they were to oppose the registration, it would not be sustained. And it's always sort of silly to start you know, legal proceedings against people who have lots of money,
because yeah.
They'll bury them.
They'll outlast you. Yes.
Yeah, and then my guess is that if the restaurant did try to prevent it, what LeBron James' lawyers would do would be to seek to cancel their registration because they've really lost control of the name by not, you know, strictly enforcing it against everybody. They've allowed the name to become essentially, you know, generic or descriptive for a restaurant promotion on a Tuesday with tacos. And my guess is that, you know, anyone who that they would go after, the response would be to seek to cancel their registration, and they would probably win on that.
All right. Sam and Covina, Scott, I want to come back to you. Sam and Covina says, I think someone should also trademark Fish Taco Fridays. I'm seeing that term pop up at restaurants and fast food joints. When something is out there and is not trademarked and starts being used in multiple places, can someone still get a trademark on it if it's in wide use?
No, because a trademark is a name that identifies a specific person or company that is providing that product or service. So if a phrase like Fish Taco Fridays is being used by multiple restaurants, then no one is going to hear that term and associate it with one particular restaurant.
Okay.
And so, you know, once a term is out there and other people are using it, you know, you can't then sort of jump the gun and try to get a registration.
Like the term happy hour, no one could go trademark happy hour.
No. You know, you could for like happy hour plumbing supplies, but not for a promotion at a restaurant or a bar.
Okay. So given the fact that Gustavo found all these usages of Taco Tuesday well before the late 80s registration of the term that Taco John's did, would that indicate that this was actually granted in error to Taco John's, that they just, as Gustavo said, patent office in D.C. just didn't understand how widely used it was?
Well, the trademark office doesn't do that type of examination when someone applies to register a trademark. So they will check to see if what you're applying for is in conflict with an existing registration or application. They now also will check to see if what you're saying is sort of generic or descriptive of the product. It's a lot easier now with Google than maybe it was when that registration was originally granted, because the trademark examiner can do a quick Google search, find out that, oh, there's thousands of restaurants that have Taco Tuesday promotions, and so your attempt to register this for a restaurant is not valid. You know, I just don't know to what extent they had those capabilities a long time ago.
Scott, appreciate it. Really nice of you to share your expertise with us today on Air Talk. That's sure. Scott in Culver City, an attorney who handles trademark cases. Let me go back to Gustavo Arellano. So, Gustavo, your thoughts after hearing Scott explain the law on this a little more?
There's hope. Come on, LeBron. You have your mandate. Millions of Mexican fans across the United States, if not the world, are begging you to liberate Taco, or at least try to liberate Taco Tuesday. And then, you know, then that's the other thing. I don't think anyone should own that term, or, you know, whether if it was a Mexican, say Salma Hayek or Danny Trejo, who tried to trademark Taco Tuesday, I'd also be upset at them as well. And we'll see what happens with LeBron. I mean, and then that's the other thing, as Scott the lawyer said, there's a firm in Seal Beach that tried to trademark Taco Tuesday so they could use on like t-shirts and bags, and Taco John's filed a complaint against it. I think it's still pending. So Taco John's knows, again, it seems like they like to go after people who are not going to be able to defend themselves. So they haven't gone after Baker's. Let's see if they go after LeBron.
All right. And Gustavo, you said you were also concerned by the quality of some of the tacos that LeBron was highlighting on Instagram. So you've offered to take him to get the best.
Oh, yeah. I am offering to you, LeBron, let's do a taco crawl. I got the perfect locations. We're going to up your taco game.
All right. Gustavo, great to talk with you. Thanks very much.
Gracias.
All right. Gustavo Arellano, LA Times features writer. Gustavo writing about how LeBron James should free Taco Tuesday from its trademark shackles. You can share your comments on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. We have much to come in our second hour. We're going to take a look at the vaccine bill in Sacramento, and also how much, if any, consideration should the wealth of parents of college applicants be considered in the application and admissions process. We'll be back soon.